coming up on All Access.
Sunday Night Football. TE's on three. 1, 2, 3, TE. Let's hit him in the mouth.
Brady out of the eye, hands it to Gray, runs it up the middle, diving for a Patriots touchdown.
Can't stop it.
Hey, Gray. Got a way to run, baby.
Here is a cut to 15, to the 10, to the 5. Gray cleats to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
How do you feel about a victory? No!
You know, there's a special place in my heart for the New England Patriots. There's a lot of memories, you know, that I have here.
Cuts it off to Edelman, sprints to the five, goes out, airborne, leaping.
What's it like watching your son play on Sundays?
It's jubilation.
Team knows how to play, they know how to win, and they know how to compete in tough situations.
Patriots added a shade of gray to their attack in beating the Colts in Indianapolis. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by Geico. I'm Steve Burton. A strong win on the road has the Patriots atop the AFC East with an 8-2 record. Next up, a rare Sunday afternoon contest here in Foxborough against the much-improved Detroit Lions. We'll get into the Lions throughout the show, but we begin the program with a look back at the sights and sounds from the win over the Colts.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Who needs Brady when you got luck? We're going to win.
Smart, fast, physical, together.
Sunday Night Football. TE's on three. 1, 2, 3, TE.
This time is still out on prime time.
Go. Stop the run. First, bring it up. D-line on three. 1, 2, 3, D-line.
Just go for 60 minutes. That's all we need, all right? Line on three. 1, 2, 3, D-line.
Dumps it off right flat for Bradshaw. Runs right with a stiff arm against Hightower. 3 yards short of the first down marker.
That's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about! That's what I'm talking about! That's it, high!
A gift goes to Gray. Runs it left side. Jonas outside of the 40-yard line with a stiff arm to a first down, turning across the 35. He pushes to the end zone, and Jonas Gray has a touchdown for the Patriots!
Statement drive on the road.
Get our pants down. Don't reach that ball out now. Okay, let's just run it in.
Let's clean it up. Let's clean it up. Let's hit him in the mouth. Come on now.
Brady out of the eye, hands it to Gray, runs it up the middle, diving for a Patriots touchdown.
Can't stop it.
Way to go. Way to go. Way to go. Nice job. Way to run, my man.
You guys are doing a good job moving across the line. Hey, Tony. Got a way to run, baby.
Jonas, baby. I told you you're going to get another, dog. I said get one more. Why not another?
That's it.
He looks to his left. He throws toward Reggie Wayne behind him. Terrell Revis covering.
We got to watch our hands. We got to watch our hands. All of you.
Tom backs up, throws for Gronkowski. Makes the grab at the 20. Spins away from the defender. Stiff arms another. Carries it across the 15. To the 10. To the 5. Gronk leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Beast mode. Can't stop him.
TV. Let's
tell the job up front all night. That's a way.
I don't even know how I did that. I juked
like 5 people. Big time. Big time win, man. Big time win. That was sweet.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
You caught it.
Okay.
You caught it.
I knew it.
You caught it.
Right, great job, man. Great job. We played a lot of that game the way we wanted to play it. That's a great job up front, man. That's a great job up front. Okay. Every game we win, the next one gets bigger, next one gets tougher. This is a damn good win. Fellas, we can play a lot of different ways, whatever we need to do, if we just know what we're doing, work at it, and concentrate and do it. And that's what it's going to take, okay? Good job, man.
Like, one love to the D. Y'all did y'all thing. How about the Hogs up front, though, doing what they doing? Jonas, that's a great job, man. But how do we feel about a victory? Oh,
yeah! That was great, babe. Awesome.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now to sit down with the coach, as we do each and every week. And, Coach, here we are again after another big win. But I want to go back 2 weeks ago. You guys threw the ball, I think, more than 50 times against Denver. Here come the Indianapolis Colts. You run it 40 times or more to win that football game. How important is it for your team offensively to be able to do something different week to week, game plan to game plan, to win, to have success in this league?
Well, I think the big thing is just you got to find a way to win, whatever it is. And offensively, defensively, in a kicking game, if it's blitzing, if it's not blitzing, if it's running, throwing, if it's a punt return, if it's kickoff coverage, whatever it is, we just got to find a way to, you know, do what we need to do to win. And I thought the players did a good job of that Sunday night in Indianapolis.
You're amazed at some of the catches that Rob makes. And, you know, we love the big plays, but yet we don't talk about the blocking. How good is a guy like Gronkowski going back to the run game? And, you know, guys like Cameron Fleming coming in the game. Seems like your edge on the outside, led by Gronkowski, was a real reason as to why you ran the ball so well.
Yeah, it was a big help. I thought Rob and Cam both did a real good job. You know, Cam played almost 40 plays in the game. And, you know, I thought he did an excellent job of washing those guys down when they stunted or, you know, turned them out when they were outside and created, kind of pried that opening out for us in that off-tackle hole. So, you know, Rob did an excellent job and you know, didn't get the ball as much. Right. But then, you know, the one play that he did have was, you know, he turned it into a big one. And so, you know, I think that's really, you know, kind of where you hope your team will be, is each guy's got a role. And when they get their opportunity, they cash in on it. And sometimes it's more than others. Sometimes it's less than others. But whenever it comes, they're ready to go in and take advantage of it.
Well, talk about your defensive tackling. And, you know, because of the new rules, you can't really practice tackling throughout the week. You know, so how do you stress that throughout the week, where that importance is we got to win those one-on-one battles?
Yeah, I thought that was really a big key for us. And defensively, we tackled much better than we did last year coming off the bye in Carolina. It's one of the things that we noted last year was that our tackling dropped off a little bit after that extra week. And so we spent a lot more time on it in the prior to the Indianapolis game last week, and I thought that, you know, High and Jamie, we had some good plays out there in the flat that had we missed those tackles, would have been easy first downs, and, you know, they got them down with no extra yards, and, you know, it was fourth and three, fourth and four, so that was huge. And, you know, obviously in the running game, we did a good job of defending some of the runs, but also tackling and not letting the backs get into space, and you know, being able to stop the running game really helped us defensively turn it into kind of a one-dimensional game, and those are always easier to defend.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will be back later in the show as we talk about the Detroit Lions, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
After introducing himself to a national audience, we sit down with running back Jonas Gray.
You know, I always envisioned that I would have an opportunity, and I just got to do what I can with that opportunity.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through new ways of thinking. And by Gillette FlexBall, the official shave of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by Geico. Make it six in a row for the Patriots, as they are one of the hottest teams in the NFL. Dan Rhodes tells us that a huge test awaits the Patriots on Sunday.
Pulls it in, tumbling for a Patriots touchdown.
The Patriots passed another test Sunday night at Indy as they rolled over the Colts en route to their sixth straight victory.
We don't back down from any challenges. We respect, you know, every opponent that we play against. We're playing against some awesome offenses, you know, in the league, and we got to keep on going.
Jonas Gray burst his way onto the scene Sunday with a 201-yard, four-touchdown night. For his efforts, Gray was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week and earned the cover of Sports Illustrated. But if you're worried about Gray getting a big head, listen to his quarterback.
One good week is great, but it's in the past now. It means nothing going forward. I think that's, you know, it's great. Yeah, we did it. But, okay, well, what are we going to do this week?
Brock leaps to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Tight end Rob Gronkowski had a complete package game Sunday night as he bowled his way to a 26-yard touchdown reception, blocked extremely well all night, and provided his patented infectious enthusiasm along the way.
He's a beast out there, and it's really hard to stop a guy like that when he's going. He always brings a ton of energy on Sundays, and it's fun that you feed off a guy like that, and it's very, very valuable to have a guy like that on the team.
You know, guys like Gronk always bring out kind of the best in everybody and bring out that kind of like that childlike enthusiasm that we all have for the game.
Meanwhile, the Patriots added to their running back depth this week by signing LeGarrette Blount, who was huge down the stretch for the Pats last season.
Looking good. Great to have him back. We had a great time with him last year, so looking forward to getting him back into it.
And now it's on to Detroit, as the 7-3 Lions come to town Sunday afternoon, a team that features the NFL's top-ranked defense.
And one note about Bill Belichick, his next Patriots win will tie him with Curly Lambeau, second all-time for most consecutive winning seasons. That would be 14. The all-time record holder, Tom Landry and his Dallas Cowboys. Landry once coached his team to 20 consecutive winning seasons. Pretty good stuff. From the CBS scene here in Foxborough for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much for joining me now. It's Patriots running back Jonas Gray, and boy, what a week you're coming off of. But what's it like all of a sudden you're named AFC Player of the Week?
You know, it's a cool thing. It's kind of funny. I always look at it whenever I get an award like that, it's kind of like a team award. But, you know, it's exciting. The good thing about football, too, man, is, you know, you can come off a big week like that, and then you got to kind of shift your focus right away, right to Detroit.
After that game, was it a whirlwind for you?
It was. I think the best part about it was two things. One, my family was able to be at the game to see it. So it was awesome for them to get a chance to be a part of it. I know right at the game, I see my mom. We kind of both just kind of choked up and got a little emotional. And then the other thing, my teammates are so excited for me.
Right.
I just didn't even know how much love I had in the locker room. It was awesome to see that. That's why all the accomplishments that I make and anything I do is such a team award because those guys are so happy for me.
Okay, so here's the thing. Four touchdown day. Next day, you're on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah.
Surprise you? Did you know that was going to happen?
I had no indication. Actually, one of my friends actually sent me a picture of it in the morning. He was the first one to notify me about it, and I thought he had photoshopped it. I had no idea.
Come on, did you really? You thought it was a joke?
I didn't know I was actually going to be on the front cover, man, but it's an awesome thing.
What'd you do with the Sports Illustrated cover? Have you collected a bunch of them?
I haven't got a chance to collect them yet, but I got a bunch of people who's on top of it to collect them for me.
Did you ever see something like this happening to you?
Yeah, I always envisioned it, but I never thought it'd be this fast and kind of, you know, just this right away type of thing. But, you know, I always envisioned that I would have an opportunity, and I just got to do what I can with that opportunity.
Tell me, if you would, how much your mom has played an influence in your life.
Huge, man, huge. I can't even put it into words. I always think of it like my mom in particular. You know, she has the strength to carry so much on her shoulders and yet still keep those shoulders gentle. Mm. She's always there for me. She's my biggest critic. You know, she thinks, now that I've played for so long, she thinks she knows a lot about football, which is cool. But it's awesome, man. She's really just my biggest fan. And we've been through so much together as a family, and she's always been there. It's been awesome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck this
it.
Week against Detroit.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Jonas Gray, I guess we'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this. Stay with us.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier, and welcome to this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, so last year, LeGarrette Blount runs all over the Colts in that playoff game. Last week, Jonas Gray, 201 yards against the Colts. So the question is, does it really matter who's at running back for the Pats?
If that was the case, every team, every week, would be rushing for over 200 yards against the Colts. But it's not the case. Jonas Gray is a good back. He's finally had his chance to shine, and he's going to continue to shine going forward.
I'm going to channel my inner John Gruden here and talk about the Patriots' offensive rushing attack as the three O's. Opportunity, opponent, offensive line. When those three things come together, the game plan calls for the ground game to work. It works. It doesn't matter whether it's Jonas Gray, LeGarrette Blount, or any of the other cast of characters that have come through over the years.
All right, of course it matters. I know there's been a lot of backs here that have had success here in the past, but you need a guy with the right attitude. He's got to be a hard worker. He's got to be smart. He's got to be willing to take coaching, and he's got to be willing to be a player of impact, not volume. There's the key. All right, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back here to Patriots All Access. The coach rejoins me now, and we talk about the Detroit Lions. You look at this team, and I remember going back to that preseason game last year. They're a talented group.
Very.
You know, they play with a little bit of an edge. Sometimes it's after the whistle, but Jim Caldwell's the head coach, and it seems like, I don't know, that's kind of channeled into going and playing good football. They don't seem like the old dirty team, but talented. What's the difference from them from last year and years past to now?
Well, yeah, I think they have obviously won a lot of close games, and they were in a lot of close games last year, but most of their games come right down to the wire, and they've found a way to win, whether it's been defensive stops or offensive drives to get in a field goal or get a touchdown, whatever they needed, but just making the plays they need to make in critical situations in the game.
Does it all start with Megatron? I mean, obviously he gets the top billing because of the name, the nickname, of course, the size. You know, guy that size that runs that fast.
There's no question. Yeah, he's a tough, great, you know, a great player in a tough matchup. But, you know, I think it's, you know, really starts with the quarterback, and he makes it all go. He does a good job of spreading the ball around. And, you know, he's a threat to run with the ball on third down and red area in critical mm-hmm. situations. Or it's not so much run with the ball and, you know, run for a bunch of yards, but extend the play and then give that great receiving core, whether it's, you know, the tight ends, the back, Reggie Bush, the receivers, time to get open, and then he finds them, and then they hit you for big plays. So we've got to do a good job with the quarterback and keeping him contained, and then we're going to have to obviously match up on the receivers, and whoever's got their man is going to have to be, you know, competitive with them. It'll be challenging.
All right, their front seven. Start with Ndamukong Suh, kind of one of those guys, and you've had guys here in the past and currently that you just can't block with one guy, that he just dominates the front.
Yeah, I mean, he's the J.J. Watt kind of you know, the NFC. He's big. He's physical. He's powerful. He's explosive. He runs well. He's got a great motor. He's not on the ground very much. He's got good balance. So, I mean, he can do it all, and he's a very instinctive guy. He can find the ball and read blocking schemes well. So they have a very disruptive front. You know, Levy's is an excellent linebacker. He has great range and speed, makes plays sideline to sideline. And, you know, they've got they're a very experienced team overall. You know, experience in the secondary, experience at linebacker. A couple of young guys on the defensive front, but they're still, you know, second and third year type guys. So, you know, this team knows how to play. They know how to win, and they know how to compete in tough situations.
Belstrader with the Lions, what are we going to look at?
Well, we'll definitely look at some of their defensive players. They have a lot of negative plays. They got a lot of turnovers. They have a lot of good football players.
All right, good stuff. I don't think this is a trap game. All right, everybody sit tight right there. Belstrader later in the show. More of All Access back right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Bill Belichick highlights an explosive Lions team on the Belistrator.
They have a lot of experience in the secondary. We can't be sloppy. You can't afford plays like that.
But first, meet the person most influential in Julian Edelman's NFL career.
We take care of business. We did win a Super Bowl. 12
years old.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
In his 3-plus seasons with the Patriots, Randy Moss is one of the most interesting players to come through Foxborough in recent times. In his new role as an analyst for Fox Television, Moss was in town to preview the Patriots-Lions matchup. Jackie Britton caught up with the mercurial Moss.
Airs it out downfield. Randy Moss is there, and he has it. Touchdown! Break the tackle at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, and he's in! Touchdown, Randy Moss! Leaping up over the back of the defender to haul it in. Another spectacular catch by this incredible football player.
Randy, when you come back to New England, even just to visit, does it bring back good memories?
It does, especially when you see, you know, familiar faces, you know, meeting with Tom, seeing Bill, seeing Mr. Kraft. By me being able to just come back and still, you know, having love for the Patriots, man. You know, when they're doing good, I feel good. When they're doing bad, I feel bad. So what I was able to do here, the things that I was able to learn, the people that I was able to meet, man, I am very grateful to be able to be part of this organization. When I came from Oakland, you know, I was in a dark place. You know, I was in a dark place because, you know, I was there for 2 years. I just got traded from the Vikings, and things wasn't going too well in California. You know, I was away from home. You know, my career wasn't going the way I wanted it to go. So I remember I was in Houston, Texas during the draft, and I got a call from Bill Belichick, and I thought it was one of my friends playing. And I was like, who is this? He was like, it's Bill Belichick. And I was like, man, get real. No, who is this? So we're getting ready to go into a club and things like that. So I waited. I talked to Coach for about an hour outside. So all of my friends are telling me, Randy, come in, come in. I said, man, y'all go ahead. I'm talking business. So Coach told me that if I'm up here by 10 o'clock the next morning, blah, 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 then the trade would go through. So, man, I start scrambling. So when I came up here and became a Patriot, you know, I was very thankful. I was very grateful. And, you know, Miss Myra Kraft played a role in it. So, you know, when she had passed away, I had to pay my respects to their home, to the family. And when I go see Mr. Kraft, he doesn't call me Randy Moss. He calls me Randy Moss Kraft. So, you know, they welcomed me into the family. And like I said, still to this day, it's just love. And anytime you come here, you feel the love from the Kraft family.
Let's talk a little football now. You're on the other side as an analyst. Just what strikes you about the way this team is looking so far and the way Brady's playing right now?
You know, I was just talking to Tom about the Kansas City Monday night. And, you know, when a lot of people out there thought that all hope was lost.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, me being in this locker room, knowing what they stand for, knowing how they practice, I just knew that they would bounce back. I just felt that, you know, whatever Coach Belichick was able to do in the past with getting two good veteran corners, lockdown corners, that it was going to be able to do some things defensively, different defensively, and then getting a healthy Rob Gronkowski back, and then, you know, Edelman. So the one thing that stand out to me is the running back. You know, Jonas Gray, you know, the yeah. things that he's able to do, his size, and, you know, if Jonas Gray can stay healthy, that gives them another weapon, you know, on the offensive side to go with the passing game and what Tom's already doing.
Final question for you. Brian Timms, he's talked about you several times, and just your relationship with him, says that he learned how to catch the deep ball from you. Just talk about your relationship with Brian Timms and what you see out of him in this.
Well, when I finished my last year with the 49ers, Timms came in, and he was a rookie. And I seen his skill set. And so I was like, wow. I mean, he was jumping up, getting the ball at his high. I mean, like 10, 11 feet up in the air. And I was like, wow, this young kid has some ability. But I think that what I've seen from him, you know, from his rookie year to right now, you know, he could just build off of that. And that's what I like in this kid, because he's willing to work to get better each and every day.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi. Pepsi and the New England Patriots, a wicked good team.
A year ago, Julian Edelman emerged as one of Tom Brady's most reliable receivers. He parlayed a 105-catch season into a brand-new contract with the Patriots this spring. Edelman's story as converted college quarterback to star NFL receiver has been well told. This story is about the person most responsible for Edelman's success.
Pop Warner, high school, Friday Night Lights, CSM, Kent State. Now you're a Patriot. Give me your thoughts on your my relationship through the years.
We used to battle. I think it's the feistiness from, you know, mom that I had inside of me. A little competitor, always, you know, kind of having that chip on your shoulder. And you would challenge me, you know, to the point where it'd want to make you quit. But then you knew how to turn me on and make me, you know, want to prove you wrong in certain things. You know, but it was also one of those things where, you know, you always wanted to I always wanted to make you proud. You know, I used to hate going out, and I mean, I wouldn't hate it, but we used to battle, you know, hitting baseballs and you know, going out and catching balls, throwing balls. You know, I just wanted to have sometimes, you know, a regular, you know, afternoon and go hang out with friends. Where in the HE double toothpicks did you learn all your sayings and your drills that you used to put me through? And where did all your craziness come from?
I would sit and analyze. I would watch different coaches. I would listen to coaches. And I would analyze what would be the next thing that would improve you at whatever you were doing. Whether it be putting on a set of sunglasses and taping one side up so you could catch a punt and catch a ball, giving you more difficulty so you would be better at it.
Make the situation hard as possible so when it came to game time, it'd be easier.
That's what I would do, son.
There you go. Dad was the president and the head coach of the Pee Wee team for like 7 years before I was even born. And he used to make little songs for the kids, the linemen, for a blocking scheme.
That's what you do when you're a Pop Warner coach. That's how you get them to remember. Do you remember the theme?
Head up to play side, but if they're in the gap, we block that gap unless it's a trap.
Do you find it? There's some great similarities between me and Coach Belichick, the way we coached. We take care of business. We did win a Super Bowl.
12 years old, Pops.
Hey, gotta start really somewhere.
I'll be on the phone and he calls himself Baby Belichick.
Baby Belichick.
The similarities are, you know, you were always big on the fundamentals. You know, being able to practice, you know, just the regular stuff, catching football, tackling.
All your friends grew, and you were still 4'10", 98 pounds, going into high school. And all I can tell you is that's the same thing that happened to me. And I remember how well you handled that when you'd come in the room at night and say, Dad, when am I going to grow? And I'd say, son, just hang tight, hang tight. And then finally, the senior year came and you grew. That was a tough time of your life.
It was. I mean, kind of prepared me for, you know, my athletic career, playing undersized my whole life.
Dumps it off to Edelman, sprints to the five, goes out, airborne, leaping inside the two.
Good job. Good job, Edelman.
What's it like watching your son play on Sundays?
I've thought about this, and it's jubilation.
Easy there, Smalls.
It's true. What do you do?
Sundays. Family loves them. Football, it's a way of life, not just a sport.
Yeah. But, you know, we've had a whole lot of mushy talk here. I think we need to go work some ball security.
And the thing is, he's not lying.
He's looking down in that field, and he has drills that he wants to do right now in that field, without a doubt. We'll leave that for the next episode, though. We're cutting this right now. You're so lame.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette. It's Fourier and Zoe with you here at Detroit Lions Week. You got full house this week, huh?
I do.
We get to the full house, let's talk about the skill set. Megatron, how are they going to defend him?
Well, you got Megatron, so obviously he's a bigger, more lumbering receiver. Then you got Golden Tate. But let's look at Megatron right now.
Okay.
So who do you think is going to cover Megatron?
I'll be Megatron, all right? So I'm the big 6'5", 4'3", wideout, because I have that breakaway speed. It's got to be Brandon Browner.
It's
because why?
Because he's bigger, he's lumbering. Browner, although he's very skilled and he can you know, catch up and play
big
good
guys
defense.
Take a while to
big,
get in the
yeah, route. So lots of bump and run. He can run with them. And he's big, too. That ball goes up. Stafford's not sure about a 50-50 ball. He can go up. He can contest it.
And you look at what happened last week with Reggie Wayne. You take Revis, you put him on Wayne, then you roll coverage and try and take T.Y. Hilton and everybody else out of it. So,
okay, I'm going to be going Tate.
All right, you be going Tate.
I'm the shifty guy now, right? Now you're Revis.
I'll be Revis. I got all that money in my pocket right here. So I'm more of the controlled stance where I'm not worried about the jam. Go ahead and release. Or I'm going to do this. I'm going to get in your hip pocket, and I'm just following you right here. Slow control thing, offhand down. You take Revis, put him on the quicker Golden Tate. That'll negate him. And then we got Reggie Bush, but then we got this 6'6" freak named Joseph Fourier.
Well, he's actually 6'8". Now, you know if Fourier is having a good game. You know when you know if Fourier is having a good game? They start dancing. Let's go!
Congratulations go out to Barry Greener of Walpole High School. He's this week's High School Coach of the Week. Walpole defeated Medfield last week to capture the Division III Southwest sectional title. Presenting the award is Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Andre Tippett. The Patriots Charitable Foundation will donate $1,000 to the Walpole High School football program in the name of Coach Greener.
Time now for your favorite segment, the Bellis Trainer and Coach. Defensively, a lot of talk about the Lions on offense, but they got a heck of a defense, too.
Yeah, they really do. Very experienced in the secondary. And, Rashawn Mathis, I mean, we saw him for years down in Jacksonville, now the last couple of years in Detroit. And this is a good example of, you know, how experienced and sharp he is. The Bills are running a kind of a under center route there, a five-yard hitch. Quarterback's in the gun. The timing's a little bit off. The ball's late. The receiver turns early. Mathis is all over it, and he's in the end zone. So, you know, with Mathis ahead of Bo, Glover Quinn, Cassius Vaughn in there as the slot corner, they have a lot of experience in the secondary. We can't be sloppy. You can't afford plays like that.
So you got to be pinpoint, got to be crisp. And that's tough to middle it like that, where you're watching the quarterback and the receiver at the same time.
Yep, he's got really good ball instincts.
Okay.
Here's another good example of the Lions front. This is Sue here and Fairley. And you can see the Jets kind of have a couple guys here to block the defensive lineman and the linebacker on both sides. So they're kind of 4-for-4 there. But the guards on both examples, you know, they lead those down guys to go get the linebackers, and then the defensive linemen penetrate, and then the play really is, you know, never gets off the ground. Ivory's got to cut it back ahead of Bo's right there. It's another tackle for a loss. So, you know, that's really the problem is to block all these guys. There's a lot of one-on-one blocks. They certainly win their share. They do a good job with their secondary of, you know, being run support players too, but, you know, we just can't afford plays like this where it's 2nd and 13, 2nd and 14. You know, we've got to be able to get positive yardage in the running game. And this is, you know, they do a good job of it. They got a lot of hard guys to block.
Tops in the leagues as far as getting in the backfield and disruptive plays, negative plays for loss.
Lead the league in negative plays.
Great.
Exactly.
All right.
And, you know, this is another good example right here of their front really stacking things up in here. This is Levy. Number 54, who's their leading tackler, he does an excellent job. But, you know, in this case, the Lions really kind of pinch down and penetrate the inside. Steven Jackson tries to bounce it out, but see, Levy really makes a good play here on the edge. Good speed, good strong tackler, takes Jackson down in the open field. So, you know, this the front, they're hard to run on. The secondary is hard to throw on. Pass rush is very good, so we're going to have to do a real good job from as a team standpoint in our execution to be able to, you know, move the ball against this number one ranked defense.
The reason they're tops in their division. Good luck. It's nice to have a 1 o'clock home game, though.
So. You bet.
All right, there you go. There's your Bellis Trader. More of All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam, new ways of thinking for financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. Patriots All Access is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in our Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And you guys picked them to win. There's no question about that. Were you surprised how they won it?
I was surprised with the margin of victory, for sure. How they went about it offensively, I thought they would have success running the football. Mm-hmm. Did I think Jonas Gray was going to run for 200 yards? Of course I did. No, I didn't know that they were going to get 200 yards from one guy.
Right.
But I thought they'd be around 200 or over 200 rushing the football against this defense. It's a smaller front that they've pushed around in the past, and I thought that they would have success doing that. I didn't think that they would have as much success holding Andrew Luck and company down as they did.
I was surprised at the margin of victory. I mean, 22 on the road. Yeah. I mean, Sunday night, that was
very
a surprise
impressive.
To me. Here's the other thing I was surprised about. The way Tom Brady played in the first half was very un-Brady-like. Their ability to overcome that, I thought, was a good sort of good thing for this team to show that they can win when he doesn't play his best. I thought Brady played very well in the second half,
a little
but
bit of
I
a
wasn't
cliche,
expecting that.
A little bit of a cliche, though, piggybacking on Mike's point. Finding ways to win differently, to me, is impressive. And not just win the game, but winning and going away impressively when Brady's not at his best. To me, you run the football and you're able to put up 42 points just like you are when you throw the football. Very impressive.
All right, they handled Andrew Luck. They handled Peyton Manning. Is it fair to say this defense is legit now?
Yeah, well, to me, the most impressive one, it was the most recent one. Because I thought you look back and you say, well, Jay Cutler, a lot of people thought he was good. I think Jay Cutler stinks. I'm going to be honest with you. Peyton Manning, but it was in Foxborough. Yep. There was weather involved. There's always some asterisk. What's the asterisk indoors for Andrew Luck with all the weapons that he has at his disposal? And to have 20 points on the board at the end of that game to me was remarkably impressive. Everything about this win to me really impressed me. On the road against a good, solid football team. And a lot of times after a game is over, we like to sit there and say, well, they're not that good. I think Indianapolis is pretty good. Do I think they're a Super Bowl team? No. But they're pretty good. That's a solid playoff team in the AFC, and the Patriots dismissed them as if they were fill in the blank.
How does Bill Belichick bring everybody back down to earth and not overlook the Detroit Lions thinking about the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, that'll be a challenge, I think, but I don't think it's a huge one. You're coming off, you're only 1 week removed from the bye. You're on a roll here with 6 wins in a row, and you're coming back home where you're almost unbeatable. I think Detroit's a good, solid football team, and all Bill has to do is put in the tape and show the players that. They have a good, solid record. They just went out to Arizona, who's playing as well as anybody in football. They were nose-to-nose with the Cardinals and had every opportunity to win that football game. They fell short. This is a good football team they're playing. I don't think it'll be that hard to get them up. Obviously, people are looking ahead to Green Bay for another one of those road tests,
right,
you know, against another very good quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. But take care of business here first. And I think, Bill, I think it's a challenge, but I think it's one that they should be able to handle.
One of the things that players and coaches are reminded when they come into the facility is to ignore the noise. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those weeks when everyone's telling you how good you are. You're number one in the power rankings. Sort of goes back to the humble pie, Steve, you know. No one serves it up better than Bill Belichick.
Okay, predictions.
I like the Patriots in this one, too. And I'm really curious because I think Detroit is pretty good defensively. We know the numbers. They're
right
up there, number one overall defense. I think it'll be more of a challenge, but I think the Patriots offensively right now just have so much going on. I don't see anybody slowing them down enough to do a lot of damage. I look at the Patriots still getting into the 30s here. I'm going to go 33-16 New England?
I'm thinking lower scoring game. Bill Belichick talking in the game, you know, after the game with the players, you know, how they can win in different ways. I think this might be a little bit of a closer game on the lower scoring side. I'll say 23-17 Patriots.
Again, they continue to win at home. We'll see if they get it done this week. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody. See you later.